but whole. You don't fear God. And then you want to sit and guide the people and show them how to serve God. You got to be crazy. People are not going to serve. People are not going to serve God correctly. Not with that mentality. And then you want to reclaim your place and sit here and be the example on what to be, how to serve God. No, it doesn't work like that. What's this? I want to go judging without partiality. Deuteronomy 1. 1:16.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 16.
Now, start me a little higher. Start with verse 13.
Verse 13. Take you wise men and understanding, and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you.
Read on.
And he answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes.
Read.
And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Verse 17, ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it.
The whole point behind it that I want out of it is not being partial. No respect of person in judgment. It doesn't matter where they sit in the body. Right is right, wrong is wrong. The laws of God must be applied. It can't be you're set up as an officer. You have to judge righteous judgments. And for you men that see and know something is wrong, it is your responsibility to speak up and say something. And if they won't hear you, take it up. And it shouldn't just be one man. It should be the men that understand right from wrong, that see. To sit, to know something, and to know that something is not according to the scripture. Oh, you meant study? Do you meant study? So if you know something is wrong, it is your responsibility, even if you are being rebuked by the people that you're talking about. You have a God in heaven. You have a responsibility. If you know wrong and you see wrong, you're supposed to say something about it. And let the chips fall where they fall. Right is right, wrong is wrong. No respect of person. Because if you have respect of person, you're in the midst of sin. James 2. A lot of times, brother, don't speak up because Bishop always say that friendship with a T. You let that govern you. You let that take over. You're not dealing right. What does it say? James 2 and 9.
The book of James chapter 2 and verse 9. But if you have respect to persons, ye commit sin.
You what?
Ye commit sin.
If you have respect to persons, because this is my boy, so I'm going to slide him this little money on the side because I know he's going through some hard times from the offerings that's going to congregation. Money, huh? Benevolence. The little benevolence pay on the side. It says what?
But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors.
The scripture says the Lord identifies you as a transgressor. That's having respect of person. It become cliquish. Certain people get special privileges, meaning sin-wise, they get away with. You watch them judge other people harshly. But yet over here, this one gets a pass. No, bro. The Bible says, one more time for me.
Verse 9. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors.
You have favoritism. A principle in leadership, Favoritism destroys trust because it teaches the people that relationships and ranks matter more than being righteous. It matters more than doing what God said to do. The Lord said, I want such to worship me in spirit and truth as it is written. All these principles are small principles that encompasses how you're going to be viewed as a leader. How people are going to respect what you say. How they're going to buy into the system and say, you know what? You're worth following because you're following what the scripture says. Again, I'm going to say this, I'm being redundant. There's nothing that I'm saying that we ourselves don't apply. And if we're not applying, may God deal with us. It's not a game. It's not he likes me or I like him. No. No. The Bible says that, and what side do you stand on? I'm reading this, and you're doing that. You're in error with God, and that's just what it is. Now, there's a way to fix it. Get back in line with these scriptures. But this is because we're going to stand before God, and we're going to answer for what we do in his body. So all you men that aspire to be leaders, you have to understand that. For all you men that are leaders, that's charged to lead his people, be that example to them. The roughness that brothers have towards one another, the roughness that some of the senior sisters have towards one another, no. Galatians 6, get it real quick. We kind of touched upon it a little earlier in Sirach 10. Galatians 6 and 1.
The book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Listen, I want to see if y'all can I kind of connect this dot. Okay, let's jump up in the chapter. Let's jump at chapter before that. I want you to read 5:22.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Now read 6 and 1.
Verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Somebody explain to me, why did I read, have him read chapter 5, verse 22 through 23, and then I jump to 6 and 1? Who can kind of connect that dot? Right here. Right behind you. Right behind you, yeah.
Hey, Shalom Leadership, Soldier Kimmy Will.
Say your name again, I didn't hear your name.
Soldier Kimmy Will.
Yeah, go ahead, read it, explain it.
So the brother that fell into a sin, you want to meet him with the fruits of the Spirit to restore his spirit back and build him back.
But, okay, why did Paul say it? Maybe that's what I should have said. Why did Paul say it?
Yes, sir.
Think about Paul. Think about Paul's life. Do you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The history on Paul.
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell me a little bit about Paul.
So Paul was he persecuted the church. He was a murderer.
Okay. Yeah. So now explain.
So with Paul repenting, now he's able to see where they're following them and restore them with his experiences and build them back up because he knew what it was to be in that situation.
Very good. That's the point I want.
Yes, sir.
All of us come in sick. Sometimes leaders and brothers, not just the brothers and sisters in some cases, you have expectations of people that you yourself are not able to do or have not done. You expect people to be, and it doesn't mean that you allow people to just run over you or just commit sin and just let it go. But it tells us that in chapter 5, verse 22, it says, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering is what I want, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, temperance, against such there's no law. Sometimes you have to be patient with brothers. Brothers are in positions, and they are rough with the people. They deal with them harshly, and they themselves are not right. In some cases, they're stealing, and they show no consideration or mercy towards another brother. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual or keeping the commandments, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Lest thou also be tempted. Read the next verse.
Verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man thinketh himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
Yeah, some brothers, they think themselves to be something because they got a right. God said, you ain't nothing. Bear each other's burden. As a leader, you have to care for the people, bear people's burden. Be considerate to their plights, what they're going through. Know how to talk. Some people you got to cut up. Some brothers are niggas. I get it. And they're evil. And they give us scriptures that some you save with fear, some you save with compassion, Jude. We know that. But I'm talking brothers that are harsh, roughness in their speech towards another brother. We got to understand we coming sick. Imagine all the hang-ups that you have that we don't know or you don't know about me. And if God decided to deal with us, none of us would make it. You got to care about the plight of your people, the situation they're going through. Some brothers sin, and they're really remorseful about the sins they committed. You try to restore them in a spirit of meekness. Watch this, Jeremiah 8. I want you to see how this is worded. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 21.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21.
Come on.
For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt.
He says what?
For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt.
For the hurt of the daughter of my people I am hurt. Read on.
I am black. Astonishment have taken hold on me.
Read on.
Verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead?
Is there no healing in Gilead?
Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
He said, listen, the Lord said he's hurt for the hurt of his people. So how much more should we be? Are we not his people? Are we not in error? God is hurt for us to see us in this condition. He said in verse 22, what?
Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
Right. Why? Because there's no leader to teach them, to lead them to God. Well, God said, the hour cometh when the true worshipers are going to worship him in spirit and truth. They're going to be leaders that's going to raise up in the last days and revive the people that care about the hurt of the people, care about, understand that we, for the most part, ain't none of us rich. The little money we scrape together, we have to be good stewards of it. I've watched in other congregations, the money come in, and they spend the money in strip clubs. They spend the money making action figures of themselves. Literally making action figures of themselves. They're taking your money and making it rain. That's the people who take their little money and give. I remember brothers give up the little bit they have, sisters what they have, they send it. They expect you to be. That hurts when we hear that. That we will help the people. People, we will help brothers. Brothers will get help, and they still will fleece the body and take advantage of them. I pray they repent because they're going to have to answer to God for that. Is there no physicians that's going to recover the people, that's going to heal them and show them how to serve God? This is the way to follow? Watch this, Nehemiah 1. Give me Nehemiah 1 to 6.
Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 6. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night. For the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very...
He says, let me go back. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mightest hear the prayer of thy servant, this Nehemiah speaking, which I pray before thee, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which have sinned against thee. Both I, Nehemiah, and my father's house have sinned. What did Nehemiah do at that point? Somebody help me understand. What is he doing? right here. Can I get a glass of water, please? Some of I want some of that good water. The water that I had that Jeroham gave away.
Shalom, Bishop.
Yeah, Jeroham, I forgive you. You hurt me, bro. Go ahead.
So what Nehemiah did, he took responsibility, and he also suffered what they suffered too as well.
Right. Okay, not bad. Right. He included himself in that. He considered that I'm not just praying and saying the people sin. I myself was in error. My whole house is in error. Consider, as a leader, read.
Verse 7. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses.
Right. So you want true healing of a nation? I'll drink whatever at this point. I don't care. I'll drink whatever. Thank you, sir. You want true healing of a nation? You want people to respect you? You want the honor and the respect? You pray to the Most High and ask the Most High, have forgiveness for the people. Have forgiveness for yourself, because you also wasn't right. Consider thyself when you correct. This is the example that Nehemiah left for us. He prayed for the people and prayed and asked the Lord, and he acknowledged himself. Now, as a leader, excuse me, one second. As a leader, never separate yourself from the plights of the people. Never make yourself like you above reproach. Always find in the scriptures and show that you're relatable to the people, that you don't stand aside from them like you all knowing and you all right. Nobody believes that. Make yourself relatable to them, to understand it. Healing begins when a leader stops distancing themselves from the problem of the people, accept responsibly for their part in this. We're all sick. We all trying to get right. We all make mistakes. Let the people see that in yourself. James 5:16. Read.
Book of James chapter 5 verse 16. Confess your faults one to another. And pray one for another that ye may be healed.
That you what?
That ye may be healed.
Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one. That's what we just read. He was praying for one another that we might be healed. Remember that. Confession and prayer equals healing. There's no healing without confession and prayer. So you can pray all you want, but if you ain't acknowledging that you're in error, you're not going to get healed. You're going to stay in the same state. You're just living a life of a lie. Thank you, sir. Sirach, Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34, verse. 1 second. Four.
Ezekiel.
No. Start with verse one.
Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks?
Should not what?
Should not the shepherds feed the flocks?
Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Read on.
Ye eat the fat and ye clothe ye with wool.
That's the same thing we read, excuse me, in 1 Peter. We're going to go back there. Should not the shepherd feed the flocks? Read.
Ye eat the fat and ye clothe you with wool. Mm-hmm. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock.
You receive the benefits of being the lead, the head. You walk in, they make you, you get to eat first and all that stuff. Should not the shepherds serve the people? We're servants to you. As we sit here as leaders, this really means nothing unless you all come to learn. Who will be teaching? The strength is when we move to collectively as a body. But us as teachers mean nothing if there's not a congregation to teach. Our job is to serve you. For those that seek learning, we're supposed to sacrifice our time, ourselves, to teach you. And it can't be for money. And it can't be for opportunity. It can't be so we can get a bishop on deck. That's not what we're doing it for. And if that's a brother's purpose because he wants to lord over people, you got the wrong idea. You're not here. Christ gave his life for us to give us the opportunity of repentance, and he was without sin. So for us that are living, that have lived a life that have sinned against God, and now we come in here and we lord over you, we take advantage of you, you might as well stay back in the world. Come here for what? No. It cannot be named. Read again.
Verse 3. Ye eat the fat and ye clothe you with wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock.
Watch this. Read.
The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force.
But with what?
But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them.
But with force and with cruelty you have ruled over them. You have not healed them. You have not taught them. You have not made them whole with God. But with cruelty and force, you abuse God's people. It should not be named amongst us. It should not be named amongst us as leaders that we do not instruct the people. You take care of us, and then we deal with you unjustly, disrespectful. I've heard reports, brothers working, brothers getting cursed out. Brothers, I'm not saying, well, it could have been here. Brothers being threatened. Where did I hear that at? Give me a second. I just heard that. Oh, that must have been London. Brothers threatened brothers to beat them up. I heard, I'm like, isn't this the truth? Are you serious? We talking about fighting over what? Read that verse again.
Verse 4, the diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them.
Read.
And they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field. When they were scattered.
And they were scattered, they have not learned because there was no shepherd to instruct them. Watch this. Isaiah, 58. Isaiah 58, give me